I'm Norman Gilliland, and I'm in our Buck studio again here with plenty of live music for this hour. And as people turn off their last cell phones over there in our audience, things will settle down a little bit. Better to get it done now than later, because we have lots of music to look forward to. And we have actually not one, not two, but three ensembles getting ready to perform during this hour. They all come to us from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. That's plural. And it's been a big week for the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And bringing in these ensembles today is Carl Levine. What's your official title with WISO, Carl?
I'm the director of the WISO Chamber Music Program.
Of the WISO Chamber Music Program. We should probably get a little, what shall we say, resume on you, too. What makes you qualified to be in that position?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a cellist. I'm a chamber musician. Play with the symphony here in town, play with the chamber orchestra, and play in various quartets. And
you play all over, don't you? I mean, I see you a lot.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in this position? How long have you been working with the young...
Third year now.
You're over here.
Third year.
And how's that going for you?
Great. I love it.
Pretty high level of musicianship?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. We have kids from all over the state playing in these ensembles, so...
And what exactly do you do in terms of guiding them and instructing them?
Well, I act as a coordinator of all the different groups we have. We've got over 60 kids playing in the ensembles this year, and we had 18 groups play on recitals last weekend. And then I also coach some of the groups as well.
Well, it's been a big week for WISO because you have another event that's being celebrated this, I never know, celebrated. Yeah, I think celebrated not in the fact that Tom Buckhauser is retiring, but in the fact that he's been there for 30 years. And talk about instruction and dealing with a lot, hundreds of young players.
Yeah, many, many kids have gone through with Tom. And Tom has been a huge force in the music scene in town here for many, many years. And I was actually lucky enough to be one of his first cello students back in the early 70s. So I've known him for quite a long time. So this would be a very special weekend for us.
And just to put a little perspective on it, let's see, WISO has, is it four orchestras?
Yes, we have four orchestras, three full orchestras, one string orchestra, and it ranges from kids from middle school age through high school.
And the performer can be in the orchestra regardless of age, which is to say you audition, so you could be, what, like a nine-year-old and be playing with the high schoolers?
Yeah, it's basically designed for kids, yeah, 9 or 10 years old to 18, and it's all by audition. And those are typically in the spring. So we've gone through our whole round of auditions just recently and got the orchestra set up for next year. And we've got concerts coming up this weekend.
So of these performers that we have here today, are you going to lose any of them to graduation?
I don't think we'll lose that many. I don't think we'll lose any of them, actually, this year. Jamie will lose. Yeah, one of our violinists will lose.
But otherwise, you're in pretty good shape. But
we're in great shape, yeah.
Every year you have to kind of worry about, gosh, who's going to be coming in. And there seems to be no lack of excellent musicians coming along the pike.
Right.
Well, let's meet a couple of the ones who are going to be performing first. We have two piano trios and a string quartet. We'll start with a piano trio by Mendelssohn, a trio in D minor. So I'm going to work my way over here to the pianist, whom I heard warming up earlier today. This is Isabella Wu. And how long have you been in WISO?
This is my fourth year in WISO. I started in Sinfonietta, and now I'm in Youth Orchestra.
Are there a lot of pianists in WISO? I mean, as a pianist, you're kind of not exactly an orchestral performer by nature, are you?
No, I play violin in the symphony. I would say there's a decent number of pianists. Not as many as violinists, but enough.
Enough, okay, enough is enough. And speaking of violinists, we have one here, piano trio consisting of a piano, a violin, and a cello. And so the violinist in this case is Mainey Bradley.
Hello.
I didn't give you much to work with there, did I? And so in WISO, you play in an orchestral context, of course, but you also play chamber music pretty often?
Yeah. I've played in WISO for 3 years now, and I've also done chamber music last year.
So you do chamber music performances, actually? I mean, concerts?
Yes, yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
And what about the orchestral part, though? Don't you feel as if you fade into the background after you've been in a chamber ensemble?
No, I actually really like orchestra, too. I really love orchestra, yeah.
I think you gave all the right answers here. you could go into politics if you needed to. And Spencer Kosick, did I get that right?
Kosick.
Kosick, okay. See, we're all practicing here today. And so as a cellist, how long have you been playing?
10 years, I think.
10 years. And what prompted you at the age of a very early age, let's put it that way, of becoming a cellist?
Well, my mom used to play cello, and I heard the story a lot. One day she had the cello out, and I said, I need to try that.
And I gather it went pretty well.
Well, early on, my hands weren't strong enough to play very well, so.
So over the first few years, it was a little rough, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what about this Mendelssohn piece that you're about to play, this trio in D minor? As a pianist, what do you have to say about it, Isabella?
Well, I would say it definitely has a lot more notes than the string parts, but I really like the piece, sort of like a small sort of concerto.
So Mendelssohn, of course, had the advantage of a musical family. His brother Paul was a cellist, and Mendelssohn himself played, I don't know how many instruments, but he certainly was a heck of a pianist and an organist to boot. And so he had music in his family and in his blood, too. As a violinist, what's in it for you? You're going to let the piano, get all the notes?
Yeah. It's not too difficult. It's a really fun piece.
That's good enough for me. Well, shall we hear it? This is the piano trio in D minor by Mendelssohn, and we're going to be hearing the first movement from three performers from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras.
Thank you.
That was the first movement of the piano trio in D minor, Opus 49 by Mendelssohn, as played by our first three performers from today's Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's edition of The Midday. And they were violinist Manny Bradley and cellist Spencer Kosick and pianist Isabella Wu. A lot of notes in there. It was kind of a miniature piano concerto in some ways, too. Well, we're going to line up our second ensemble here and go from a piano trio to a string quartet. And in about 7 minutes, we'll have our quiz question. All of that in the next few minutes, right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Back with more live music here in our Buck studio for the midday today, and having heard from a piano trio, and actually we're going to be hearing from another piano trio too before the hour's over, we transition, to use that verb that's so popular these days, to a string quartet. And in this case, we have a string quartet by Beethoven on hand, and not just any old one. This is actually his first published string quartet, his Opus 18, number 1. We'll be hearing the first movement from it. And it looks like David Kao is already juiced up to play this. What excites you about this quartet, David?
Oh, really, just like all the fast passages, really. And it really runs together and has, it's like this, the styles inside the whole piece, it's just, they flow together really nicely.
Have you played many Beethoven string quartets?
This is actually the first. So
will this be the first time you've played it?
Yes. Oh, wait. No.
It could be construed as a trick question there. Now, before I forget, everybody we've heard so far, are you, are we talking high school and any junior high school? All high school? We have what? Eighth grade for Manny? Okay, from whom we heard during the Mendelssohn. Well, kudos to you. And I don't know how you come up with the time to be in high school and do all the practicing that's required. Of course, why so? Okay, let me get a straight from the hip answer here about this why so thing. This is Maylee Patchen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fortunately, the names are in the same order as the seating arrangement. That helps. So how do you make time for why so? How much time do you really spend a week on why so?
Well, we have orchestra rehearsal for about 3 hours on Saturdays, and then practicing music maybe, I usually practice maybe half an hour a day on just YSO music.
On just YSO music, so you have other things going on as a violinist?
Yes, I work on concertos and then also the chamber music.
And how much does all that add up to?
Probably 1.5 to 2 hours a day.
And then you have the academic things you have to keep up with, too. That's kind of a nuisance, isn't it?
Yes.
Say, we're going to let it all out here. This is this will be a revelation to parents and teachers alike. And what attracts you about this? Now, you're the second violin for this Beethoven string quartet. What's in it for you?
I'm not just a background piece in this. I also have some moments where I get to come out.
So you actually get the top billing at times. Do you think? When David lets you.
Yeah.
Is there a kind of like competition going on here to see who gets the spotlight ever?
Well, we switch off. We have...
Well, we just have to wait and find out how this plays out today, okay? So, see if some of these relationships come to the surface in these performances. And that brings us over to the viola, as played by Julia Tibbetts. And the viola, now what made you pick the viola?
I liked how it sounded. I didn't want to play violin because I thought it was too high. And I didn't like cello because I thought it was too big. So.
So it's kind of like a Goldilocks scenario where you have your viola is just right. But what kind of parts do you get as a violist?
Usually, well, a lot of background. But I do get some parts where I do get the melody. And it's nice to be almost like the glue that holds the ensemble together. It's mine.
And so you get melody in this Beethoven that we'll be hearing in a couple of minutes?
Couple measures.
Mostly glue here, though.
Yeah.
Tying together the high and the low.
Yep.
Well, speaking of the low, then that brings us over to cello. And the cello in this case is in the hands of Emily Schmidt. Welcome to the midday.
Hello.
And a little bit about your cello. Is it your cello or is this a YSO cello?
Oh, this is my cello. I've had it since 7th or 8th grade, I think.
And did you have cello in the family?
No, my dad plays piano, but he's the only musical person in my family besides me.
You know, Beethoven wrote cello sonatas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't played them, but I do know that he wrote them.
So is that a possibility to play with your father, then? There are 5 of them to choose from.
Yeah, that is definitely a possibility.
Okay, and in this particular string quartet, what do you have going on? What's your role?
I really enjoy how everyone kind of gets their moment in the spotlight in this quartet, and I have a lot of parts where I, like, introduce a theme, and then, like, David, our first violinist, will kind of echo that theme, so I also like the interplay between the different parts.
Is that kind of fun, isn't it? In a lot of string quartets where you get to sort of hand off the melody from one player to the next.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy that.
Now, is our string quartet ready? Okay, so this will be the first movement of Beethoven's string quartet in F, Opus 18, number 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have the first movement of the string quartet in F, Opus 18, number 1, the first of the string quartets by Beethoven, as played by four more of our WISO performers during this hour of the midday, all of them high schoolers, David Cowell and Maylee Patchen, Julia Tibbetts, and Emily Schmidt, violin, violin, viola, and cello, respectively. Now, back with some more live music here in our Buck studio for the midday today. And we have another piano trio from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras and The Ghost. It's always fun to play something that has a name like that, isn't it? And let's see, I'm going to start with violin here because my recollection is, and I'm talking to Ross McElroy. No, I'm not. I am talking, yeah, that's a violin there. Okay, sorry. That was just a test to make sure you knew who you were. Jamie Warner is the violinist. My recollection of this trio, Jamie, is that the violin is the part that really gives it the name The Ghost in the second movement, with that kind of wailing going up into the high notes. Do you have that same impression? Do you get this top billing for this one?
Yeah, I think the whole piece, especially the unison parts between the violin and cello, it makes this really somber atmosphere.
Like really kind of a wailing effect. And again, this is the second movement that gives this trio the name The Ghost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And when we bring cello into that, so you're doing some wailing too, and this really is then Ross McElroy.
Yep, this is
the real one.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing other than wailing in this movement?
Other than wailing? Brooding, I guess. In a way, adding some atmosphere, definitely, and the unison parts definitely give it a darker feel.
And we'll be getting to that pretty soon, too. Okay, so then that leaves the pianist in this production here, and this is Sophia Mazzacchio. Okay, see, I did a little practicing there myself, but not nearly as much as you have. Look, there's a lot of notes on that page. If they have the kind of the brooding and the wailing part as the pianist, what are you doing?
Well, this is a really unique movement for Beethoven, and I think the piano provides a lot of suspense, especially in the beginning, so it kind of comes out of nowhere.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. And this is then the second movement of the piano trio in D, Opus 70, number 1, The Ghost Trio by Beethoven.
Thank you.
And on that note, we go out with the midday today. Great to have WISO performers with us. That was the Ghost Trio. I'll give you the answer to the quiz question tomorrow right here on WPR.